Right now, it is time to bring in Arjun Singh. We're going to go around the world to Jaisalmer, India, and let's hope the temperature is somewhere below 90 degrees for Arjun today. Hi, Arjun.
Hello, good morning.
How is it possible it would be below 90 degrees?
Oh, well, in the morning when I wake up and I just go out of my home to collect the newspapers, because for that we need to go to the market. We don't get at your houses. So when I just went out and I saw some clouds in the sky, so I just canceled to go in the market. I rushed back to the home and I just told Girdha to just come out, and we went on the rooftops and we saw some clouds up there. So we were so happy to see that, because we forgot everything. We didn't want to listen about what's happening in the all over world or in India or in politics or religion. No, we were interested just to see the clouds and think, oh my God, that's because last night I think a whole scenario got changed and weather changed last night. So in the morning, it was good for us, because about 90 degree Fahrenheit and a sudden change in the weather. Just a couple of days before, when I was at Jodhpur with Girdha and my father, it was extreme heat there. So this change of weather, it just it's unbelievable, and I really like it. And everyone is so happy. Whenever you meet everyone, everyone is like just smiling, because just looking at the clouds, because there is a hope now, because the weather is changing now, and soon we have some rain in this area. So it's good for all of us, not for only human beings, but for animals and for especially for farmers. So I think before school opens on 24th of June, we have some water here in this area.
And then how long does it last? In other words, how long does this weather change last?
I just googled the predictions, and I think it's for 3 or 4 days we have that kind of weather. Like we have some clouds in the sky and sunny, but chances of rain in 3 or 4 days. So I think if there is a chances, of course it will. And always it happens that when you have 3 4 days some clouds in the sky and then you get some water. So I think 3 4 days, and next week it's again going to be hot, because temperature is going to be 107 and 110 on Monday. So I think we have 3 4 days, like Wednesday to Sunday, and we hope that it will rain a bit, and the change of weather and the extreme heat, this is a big problem for us right now. The water, electricity, all these are the problems. If you want to travel somewhere, then this is a big problem. Last in this Monday, I think a couple of days before, I went to Jodhpur and with my father and my son, and we went there to just consult the doctor. And when we reached there, we came to know that there is a strike in India, of all the doctors are on the strike. So it was a big problem for us. My father, after just for 300 kilometers, started our journey in the morning, and then we reached at 11. And then as we entered in the hospital, we came to know that there is a strike of doctors in all over India. And I met to the doctor, and I told him that I came from 300 kilometers in journey. My father's sick. We can't stay anymore. And then he said, okay, I can't check your father in the hospital, but you have to come to my home. So I told him that just you give me the address of your home, and we went to meet him at the home. And thanks to that doctor, that he checked my father, and we got some medicines, and we came back. But the thing was, it was extreme heat. Then no clouds in that area even. So at that time, we were even my father every time looking from the window that maybe we have some clouds and it will rain. And so last night it happened, and now the weather changed.
And so, is your did you drive? How did you get there?
Yes, I went with my car there, and it took time, but we went there slowly. It's a highway, and 300 kilometers, quite safe, because the roads is quite new here in this area. So the Girdha is so happy to go by car there, and my father, because he needs to stay 2 or 3 times in the way for washroom, and in the bus it's not possible, because they don't listen to you, and then my father is always in trouble. So we have only one alternate, that is the train. And so it's for that you have to just travel for more than 10 to 12 hours by train. So it's a night journey, and father's not comfortable with that. So we decided to go there by car, and it was a comfortable tour for all of us. Girdha especially enjoyed it, because whenever my father just asked me to stop for a while, we could stop somewhere in the at the roadside, and we used some washrooms by not so good, but there are some hotels on the highways. So It was a comfortable journey. The heat was there, but the thing is that we kept the windows open, and so the speed was limited, like 80 to 85 kilometers per hour. So it took time, but we reached there, and we started to come back in the evening because my father told me that it's better if we start the back journey at 5:30 or 6 because it was very hot in the day. So we started our back journey at like 6:30 at that time, and we reached home a bit late, but that was comfortable. The thing was that we could meet the doctor, otherwise we had to stay there for night, and that was going to be very tough for my father and even for Girda. So we met the doctor, and we told him this time that if you have these kinds of like strikes or offs, please tell us, because we come from 300 kilometers. And then he realized it, that it's not not an easy job for a person who suffers from arthritis and pain in joints, and then to travel 300 kilometers and then no checkup today. So we just advised him that if it's possible, let us know by the phone that you are not available. So he realized it, and he told him it will not happen in future. So I think everything is good here. My father is happy with that, and especially with the scar journey, and even Girdhar also. And now, thanks to all my friends who donated for that. Really, they made it easy for us.
All right. Now, your house, when it's so hot, a listener and a friend of mine, Lucy Pulver, who moved out to Arizona, her temperature has been about 110 during the day. And what she did and what her neighbors told her to do, which is very interesting, Mylar is very inexpensive here. They told her to go out and get some Mylar and put it on the outside of the windows. And she did. And the temperature inside the house dropped almost 18 to 20 degrees. She put Mylar on the outside, which redirects the sun away from coming in. And the funny thing about that, I don't know if you've done this in Jason here at all, but she said what she had to learn, though, she couldn't do it in the bathroom, though, because the minute you put the lights on inside and you've got Mylar on the outside, it's like you're putting out a TV station. It amplifies the light from the inside, and whatever the pictures on the inside, people can see on the outside. But do you use Mylar on the windows or anything like that to help keep the sun from coming in?
No, it's no. We actually, I saw her post on Facebook, and I saw the photos. And once I wrote her about that extreme heat, and she just also advised me when she told that you have plastic tanks on the top of your roof, and then you can cover it with the silver covered plastics, and that will just decrease the temperature. Yeah, I'm trying to find out that, because it's not available here in Jaisalmer. So I asked Girda to just Google it and find it available, if it's available online. I think it's the best and the great idea to just decrease the temperature in the house there. And I really had no idea, but now we are just working on it, and hopefully, because this is something very new for all of us in this area, and I'm sure it will work. But first of all, we'll have to find that stuff online, and then we can get it, because right in Jaisalmer we don't have these things. And the very special thing which she told about the water tanks, that one can cover the water tanks with that silver type plastics that just decreases the temperature. I think silver glasses like that, or silver material. So we are trying to find out that can help us, because in this area it's a beginning, and people didn't think in that way, because here everyone is complaining that it's hot, but no one is trying to solve this problem. And everyone just depends on the weather and on the rain and clouds and all those things. So it's going to be interesting as I get something new, and I'll let you know what we did.
I'll tell you what to do. Just go to, if you can't find it locally, go to Amazon and type in Mylar, and you'll see two different types. You'll see double bubble. Okay. You'll see double bubble reflective foil. They sell that, mm-hmm. But you'll also see the reflective Mylar film roll. And it's not very expensive, and it does work. So you can find it on Amazon if you need to.
Of course, I will. Of course, I think it's a great idea, not for me only, but all for my friends, relatives. I'll just let them know that that's the way we can just beat the heat in this way. So thank you very much for this. Thanks.
All right. Well, stay cool there, Arjun. All right.
Yes, and one more thing. I just was just waiting for your call at that time, and I was getting calls from, we have many banks in this area. It started just last month or just a couple of months, and so everyone is offering a loan to you, car loan, home loan. Everyone is trying to just contact, especially the government employees. So we have our numbers to the banks there. So after every 5 minutes, they don't care where you are, in the traffic, in the bus, in the car, or you are sleeping, they just call you. Please apply for the loan. So I told them, I'm not going to just remove my phone numbers from your bank diary because I'm not going to apply for the loan now.
Well, now you know what it's like to live in the United States. we get all this. All right, Arjun, we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
That is Arjun Singh as we go around the world here on Robin Hood Radio.